If you look past the sentiment of Soranno Otto, what's left is its music. For a title which literally means the music of the sky, its melodies prove to be the most important facet of the series, and on that score, Michiru Oshima's work does not disappoint. Even as our first exposure to the musicality of the series is the sight of military recruit Kanata Sorami's bugle, Oshima's score is both ironically and delightfully full-bodied, all natural in its instrumentation. Kanata, in fact, joined the military to learn to play her instrument. Her first station proves early on to be the best possible place to achieve her goal, a fact that suits her fancy, as she believes that all diversions, large and small, are serendipitous. Even upon her arrival to Seize, an otherwise quiet town of vaguely European design, she is delighted to take part in the town's festival, a lively affair in which townspeople soak each other in water, culminating in a dance of the Fire Maiden, a girl said to have warded off a destructive power while townspeople doused her in cool water for relief. Kanata doesn't witness the maiden's tribulation because she winds up in the bottom of a ravine after pursuing an owl who stole a villager's trinket. A bellow from her bugle sees her to safety, and her new post as communications officer in a unit of 5 women. She witnesses Ryo Kazumiya issue a beautiful wake-up melody for the town on her trumpet, and she knows she's in the right place. Her own skills, however, leave much to be desired. The show reveals early on that Kanata has one talent. She can name any note she hears, be it from the trumpet or the strike of a fingernail upon glass. Her talent is used early on to help a glassmaker fashion the perfect lens for her unit's tank, an ancient machine still largely inoperable. The early episodes of Soranno Otto offer some time to get to know the platoon's other players, the motherly Felicia, moody Kureha, and perpetually sleepy Noel. But the show thus far is really about Ryo and Kanata, and their apparent tie to an unnamed woman from the past who happens to play a beautiful rendition of Amazing Grace on the trumpet. Kanata encounters a piano early on, plucking its one remaining string in delight and reciting the note she hears, and in this moment I can't help but chuckle at the idea that a girl who's never heard a concert B-flat played can name any note. After all, what's her basis for identifying notes? On the other hand, the prospect that brass horns would survive whatever catastrophe the world faced before her time is all too believable. Woodwinds and percussion are more fragile by comparison. The early episodes treat us to an orchestral rendering of Amazing Grace by the memory banks of the tank, funnily enough. If anything, it's a stark reminder of the incredible ingenuity of humankind, and all of the violence and beauty that comes with it. Soranno Otto has already fallen victim to the ever-present Japanese character tropes and sentiment, but it offers a reflection of humanity as a species, and we would do well to take heed of that.